This is the closing market report for the 19th day of August. Mark Russo is on the line from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at the weather forecast. Like last year, it's getting important to watch the weather forecast for the same reason. It's been a bit dry, and while I do see some potential rainfall in the forecast, not a lot, at least from the National Weather Service, do you have a different view of what's happening across the Midwest, Mark?
Yeah, well, we do have this change in the temperature regime, what we've been in here in recent weeks, which has featured seasonably cool temperatures. Well, now that's in the process of changing to a period of warmth here across the Corn Belt, with above normal temperatures on most days from now through month's end, and looks like even potentially into the first few days of September. And with that, we're talking about high temperatures, primarily in the upper 80s and lower 90s across the majority of the Midwest. And out of the question, you could get a few upper 90s and pockets out west. But for this time of year, those temperatures are six, seven, eight, even almost 10, 11 degrees warmer than average.
Oh, wow, that's really quite a bit warmer than average than I suspected it would be. I guess it starts to cool off pretty quickly at the end of the month of August. Yep. Any rainfall in the offing?
We do not see that much way in significant precipitation prospects here coming up, and this below-normal rainfall pattern, we feel, shows all signs of continuing through the remainder of August here. And we have one window here for significant precip in portions of the belt, and that's going to be primarily in the northern Midwest from Wednesday night through Friday morning. So that's the focus of attention, how much rain falls in areas of the Dakotas, southern Minnesota, Iowa. And as it looks right now, it looks like that rain will be primarily concentrated just in that zone.
Okay, so the crop is a couple of weeks behind still. I guess if we folded this back to the thinking about this as the 1st of August instead of the 19th of August, what would those temperatures look like by comparison as the crop would be making its way through this time frame?
Yeah, with those type of, anomalies, you can add a few degrees here, since climatologically your temperatures have dropped off about 7, 8, 9 degrees compared to starting off the month. So, again, you'd be more so 90s and then some lower 100s. So we're actually not going to be that far off from that.
Yeah, so seasonally it's a little different, but the crop might be in about the same range.
Yep.
I'm trying to get a handle on where the crop is. And then rainfall would be short at that time of the year as well, I guess. Maybe we'll come up with enough rainfall to fill it out. We'll find out.
Yeah, well, still at this time of year, on average, you get approximately a 1 inch of rainfall per week. And so with these rains here upcoming, primarily in the northern belt, you're only talking about totals generally 0.3 to maybe an inch in a few areas.
Mm-hmm.
But for all practical purposes, it's below normal totals across the vast majority of the Midwest.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joined us on the closing market report for this Monday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.